on DAB across Suffolk. Online across the world. This is Suffolk's Gen X Radio.
The season is on its way. This morning at Venue 16 is the big press launch day for season 2024. And our Mike Boswell is there. Bos, good morning.
Good morning, I see you. You can hear the atmosphere in the background. People getting very excited for the 2024 season. And I say people, it's the whole team we're in. With me this morning, Richie Hawkins. Good morning, Richie. Your thoughts on the 2024 season?
Morning. Well, we've started well because we've all arrived on time. Glad to have the whole team here. Looking forward to it now.
And sort of, you know, obviously no major changes apart from last year. If you look down the team, you've obviously got quite a few returning. But we do have two new boys. How did you come to pick on them, as it were?
Yeah, they're two new riders for this season. But obviously they both know the club well. Adam's been here before, fan favourite. I know every year people ask me whether we're going to bring him back. And on his average, I think he's a steal. So, you know, we first spoke in August last season. One were targeted straight away to bring in. So he was very keen for it. so delighted to have Adam back. I think he adds a lot of room for improvement. Another heat leader in who will start the season not in heat leader role. So, yeah, he certainly strengthens our top end. And then Jordan, Jordan was, when I was riding, Jordan was in the juniors and riding after the meeting and stuff. So, yeah, great to bring him in. He's improved every year. So, yeah, he'll probably have a little spell out of reserve, and his opportunity to ride with our side with the two top two we have is mega for him, and I'm sure he'll carry on his improvements.
And just for the club, it's such a friendly club. Last year, just didn't quite make it right at the final, but did come away with silverware. That's got to be an aim this year, every single time you go into the season, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, I think we've established ourselves back as one of the big teams in the top league, which just took a few years to do, and not been the case for a little while, but we're certainly one of them. We're up there fighting for the league title every year. Two trophies now in the last 2 years, but we've not got the big one, and we'll go for it again this year 100%.
So there you go, James. It is all happening down here at Venue 16. You've got riders in some lovely clean suits. I don't think they'll be clean later on after they've been around the track and certainly had some practice. You've got, just to give you an idea, the air miles probably travelled to get to the press day today, immense. You've got Emil, who's flown over from Poland. Also, I was talking to Keenan. He's done Australia to Poland to Spain, back to Poland, back to here this morning. He literally was on out of his house at 3:30 in the morning to go and get a plane across to us. And then, he's leaving 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. So this is the life of a speedway rider. Wow. Do you fancy it?
No, well, I don't know. Getting up that early doesn't sound too great to me. What is the plan for today, then? Obviously, there's the get-together at the Venue 16, and then you're off to Foxhall later this afternoon, the boss.
Oh, we certainly are. Well, I'll ask Richie. Richie's got the whole timetable. He's the boss, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, this morning we're here doing all the press stuff and our photos and for the year, and then, yeah, we're on track at 2 o'clock at Foxhall, and then we'll probably go for a team meal after that, and then we're back here this evening for fans get together, and that'd be great to catch up with everyone, you know, from the supporters club and all our fans here tonight.
So as you can see, a lot of interaction with the fans tonight, and a bit of practice. So yeah, busy day.
Busy. Yeah, obviously last season, I mean, so close. I mean, you were there live for that final. It was gut wrenching, wasn't it? Let's be honest.
Absolutely was. I think, Richie, we spoke afterwards. In the nicest sense, your face said it all, didn't it?
Yeah, it was absolutely good. I think that was the hardest one. Look, I've done 7 seasons as managers and manager now, and we've lost 3 grand finals. So, yeah, it's getting very sickening. But we wasn't making them before, and now we're making them regularly. So we can just learn from the experience. I think last year we did well to get there, yes. But, yeah, we kind of threw it away and We should have never have lost that final, but we did. And when we get back in that position this year, we'll know better, and we can go further this year.
Yeah, and of course, look, we're going to really enjoy, I think, this year, James, getting to some of the away meetings. We set precedent last year trying to cover it. This year, I think there's a few more opportunities that will come up that we can go and give the fans something to cheer on, well, at the radio if they can't make the match.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we'll look forward to doing that. Maybe if you can just pin down a couple of riders. We'll have a word with them and then leave you to enjoy yourself down at Venue 16 this morning.
They've got nice coffees. They've got biscuits. Do you want me to bring you some back?
Well, you know, if you don't mind, that would be just fantastic. If you,
All right.
Impinge upon your valuable time. We'll be back with Boz very shortly live at Venue 16 for us this morning, the big press launch day for season 2024, the Ipswich Witches. Later this afternoon, they're up at the track at Vauxhall. Boz will be there.
Gen X Radio, Suffolk.
24 press day at the Ipswich Witches, specifically Venue 16 this morning, Vauxhall Stadium this afternoon. Our Mike Boswell is live there for us. Mike, what's the latest?
Well, the latest is they're doing a group photo, and at the moment I am interfering with that group photo, so I'd better kind of get on with having a bit of a chat. And I have someone who has really helped the Ipswich Witches in the last couple of years with me. Good morning, Jason. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad at all. Now, Jason, you're back for a third year. Easy deal to do?
Yeah, pretty simple. It's always quite simple with Chris to do the deal. I've done it pretty early when I pretty much left the stadium at Sheffield last season. So it's great to be back.
And James, you might not realise this, but we say Speedway riders are extremely busy people. I talked earlier on about obviously hopping on planes. Just get a rundown. Jason, where are you involved this year?
Where am I involved this year? It's going to be a little bit less chaotic as it was last season, but I'll be riding Poland, Denmark, England and Grand Prix. So we'll be flying all over Europe this year, which is going to be quite grueling, but it's enjoyable.
And sort of, how do you prepare for a season? You know, how have you prepared any differently for 2024, or has it been much the same?
Yeah, every year is a little bit different. The older you get, the harder it is. A lot more training when you get to my age. But yeah, pretty simple. It's get off the junk food and get serious again, and I pretty much just get rider fit again. Being back on the bike now the last 2 weeks and kind of enjoy me time off over the winter. So it's nice to be back on a bike, but also getting fit, ready for the season.
Superb. So James, there you go. That could help you. If you're a Speedway rider, you could actually get fit and you could lose some weight. I know we were talking about this the other day. I don't want to interfere too much.
Wow. Thanks, boss.
Yes, all right.
I do want to ask that question, though. Just how fit do you need to be? Because I think you don't often give that too much thought. People think, well, it doesn't really matter. You jump on the bike does the work. How fit do you need to be a top Speedway rider?
Yeah, you don't need to be fit like running a marathon, but you need to have a high heart rate. So we normally sit our hearts when we're training around what, 160, 170 to do kind of the same beats what we're doing on a race. So it's quite grueling only for like 4 1-minute, but it's also the long season we've got. We've got over like 60 to 70 meetings, so we're doing a lot of K's in the car and also in a plane, which we need to kind of get as much sleep as possible. But yeah, with the fitness side, it's really trying to be skinny, and it's a horrible way to be always hungry all the time. But yeah, that's if you're skinny, you're fast.
If you're skinny, you're fast. And body strength, where does that need to be? I'm thinking upper body, arms, shoulders, that kind of thing, Jason.
Nah, more your core, I think. You sit on a seat, so you need to use your abs a little bit more. Your arms don't need to be too strong. You don't need to be looking like a bodybuilder at a gym, but... Yeah, so if you ever see me in a gym, I'll be doing a lot of small weights and not sitting there on the bench press machine. So for us Speedway riders, we need to kind of just stay fit with our hearts, not so much our muscles.
Yeah, absolutely. And coming off the junk food, as you said, you've got to have a little bit of what you enjoy, Jason, from time to time, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's what our off-season is. But we're off-season for 4 months, so obviously we're going to have a bit of a party here and there and enjoy the good life.
Gut feeling for 24, how so close to success, real success last year. Do you think this year will be the big year for the Witches?
Yeah, it was a bitter pill to swallow. It was a nightmare going home from Sheffield after having such a massive lead going into the final. So, yeah, we want to go one step better than it for this season, but also we need to get some more trophies for Ipswich.
Gen X Suffolk. Music for a golden generation.
Fantastic season ahead of them. Bozzy has been down there all morning with the guys. Boz, how you doing?
Very well. I haven't just got one person from the Ipswich Riches. I've got a two-for-one deal in front of me here. Chris Lurie, obviously Ipswich Riches promoter, also Danny King. I never quite know whether you should interview an employee with the boss present on or not, but we'll try. We'll try. Danny, back for another year. What makes you keep coming back to Ipswich? And in a nice sense, not that I don't want to see you here, honest.
The promotion.
Of course, yeah, Chris just said the boss. That's unfair. Get Chris out of this.
Yeah, look, people know I've been here a long time now, and it's home for me. I don't want to be anywhere else, and I love Ipswich Speedway and everything about it, and still my goal is to get success at Ipswich.
And you're not just a rider, you are the captain, so there's a lot more responsibilities with that. What are they?
It's actually quite easy these days, because when you've got riders like Jason Doyle and Emil in the team, it makes my life very easy, because they've got a lot of experience at the highest level in the game. And to be fair, you know, Chris also about his road at the top level. So for me, it's probably just more my experience of being at the club and helping the youngsters out more than anything else. But it's great to have these guys around as well, because I'm still learning even at my age.
Superb, Jan. It looks as if it's going to be a pretty tough league this year, Chris. You started off kind of bringing in Emil last year, also Jason Doyle this year. Wow, the league looks a lot tougher. First, Chris, what's your thoughts on that? And we'll ask Danny, because that could affect your pay packet potentially.
Yeah, look, you know, I think you've got to go back probably to the late 90s, since it's been so competitive throughout all the teams. The way they're all built differently. Some are really strong right through, strength and depth. And then there's teams that are a little bit more top heavy. But that's just going to make it interesting. I think it's going to be really hard to call home and away results. They're not going to be foregone conclusions, that's for sure, this year. So really looking forward to getting going.
And Danny, as I say, you've been pretty much at the top and certainly ridden against a number of these riders. Your thoughts on the strength of the league this year?
Yeah, for sure, it's the strongest it's been for a long time, and I think the whole league looks competitive. Every single team looks like they can go and do business, so it's going to be a tough season, and it's going to be important getting them wins at home.
And Chris, just you know, we hear about Speedway. It is growing. There's some really positive sentiment around it. Last year looked a superb year for the club. And when I say superb year, gates seemed to be good. Families were coming back. You know, what is the Witches doing to encourage families to come in and you know, for the club to continue to grow as such?
I think, you know, obviously the club has a lot of hard-working people behind it. You know, we're doing a good job on social media and things like that, but it's just what's going on the track, really. I think, you know, at Foxhall, the entertainment last year was great, and that's, you know, obviously, you know, look, we talk a lot about Jason and Emil. You know, they led the team last year with their points, but the whole team have the right sort of attitude, and the club ethos is to entertain and to represent the club and give 100%, and that's what everyone was doing last year. Sort of hence why you sort of don't see too many changes. I mean, you know, the fact that Danyan's not here, if anything, he was the rider that maybe gave a little bit too much most of the time, and that's exactly what we want at the club, you know. So yeah, I just think we're entertaining people. I mean, crowds were up last year on the year before. If season ticket sales are anything to go by this year, they're 17% up on last year. So, you know, look, we're just there to entertain and thrill people. That's what Speedway's about. It's a fairly simple sport, but when everyone's giving the passion and 100%, then it can be very exciting.
And it is certainly exciting. James, when you come in?
When I get a roof on the place. Is that going to happen? Because people worry about the rain affecting the Speedway, and they postpone it and they call it off. How about a roof on Foxhall?
I think that's rather expensive over Foxhall, James. I'm not sure that's going to happen, but I will say, get a sunny day at Foxhall. Yeah. There is no better place to be than watching Speedway, and perhaps having some chips. You know, a family atmosphere, I think, is how I describe it.
It's family day out. There's no question of that. Family day out.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Especially bank holidays. Very nice to go down there.
And still enjoying, of course, tremendous local support. True Seven Group, of course, main sponsors this year. I mean, that's got to say something about the team, hasn't it?
Well, who do I go for? I know I'll go to Chris, and then I also know
Chris is your man for that. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Chris is my man for that, but I know that a lot of the riders get support as well, and that makes a big difference.
Yeah, we're a really well supported club. Obviously, you know, Guy Nichols and Jake and the family, and you know, their business is like one big family. Everybody there knows the Witches and comes to support us. They bring a lot of guests every week. But, it, you know, the sponsors stay with the club, and that's what it's about. It's a family feel. You know, RN Houston, Scott Property, Simply Climate Control, they're all people that have been with us for a very long while and keep supporting us. You know, we've got a good link with Ipswich Football Club and they're going great as well. And I've always found that, you know, when the football club are doing well, generally the Speedway Club do well. So, you know, there's a good vibe and feel around Suffolk at the moment, Ipswich obviously in particular. So, yeah, just looking forward. Hopefully the football club can finish the job this year and we can have a good start.
Absolutely. And Danny, you know, what's the difference of the sponsors to you? Because at the start of the year, obviously, huge outlay, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. It's obviously a very expensive sport. But I think Chris hit the nail on the head there when he spoke about family. It really is that feel around the club. And if someone's struggling, you know, that you've got the support of people around you. And, you know, they want to see you win. They want to see you do well. And they'll do anything to get you going. And, you know, I've seen that many times over the years. And I'm still fortunate enough now to have that back in. So I feel very lucky.
So there you go. All looking forward to the 2024 season there, James.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one more guest to have a chat with. Quite a special guest, actually. If you can cast your mind back a couple of decades, shall we say, a blast from the past will be later. And then, of course, you're all up at Foxhall later. What's going to be happening up there? Just remind us, Sir Boz.
So who do I go to? So let's go, Ryder. What do riders go through when they go and do press and practice or the practice?
Yeah, so first of all, it's more photos. You know, it's an ideal time for the photographers to get us by real clean. But by the time we get to the track, we're itching to get out on track. Obviously, it's been a long time since we rode at Foxhall. So, yeah, we're all just eager and keen to go out there and get some laps in.
There you go. So lots more action. Mm. And we might try and get some pictures if I'm allowed out on the centre green with a nice high vis later.
Well, you know, I've given you a high vis. I don't know what more I can do for you, Boz, I'll be honest.
Well, it
with
says
you.
Media. It doesn't say dork on the back of it, does it, or anything else like that?
Feel Good Local Radio is back. Gen X Radio Suffolk.
So history. If you go back to the 1980s, you had John Lewis, you also had Nigel Flatman. So Nigel has made it all the way over from Australia, Perth, Australia, to join us at the Press and Practice Day. And the reason for bringing Nigel to one side is you have Speedway in the 80s, but then you have life after Speedway. And he's got an interesting tale. Nigel, tell us your life after Speedway.
Well, actually, I'm a chauffeur, so I pick up all the celebrities, you know, and I just spent the last week was with Pink, so that was fun.
So you get this, James. You go from being a Speedway rider at, you know, 70, 80 miles per hour, no brakes, and then suddenly you're now a chauffeur to the stars. But it turns out, I mean, how did you end up being a chauffeur to the stars?
It's just like there's a lot of drivers in Perth, Western Australia. Some of them are good, some of them bad, and obviously you've got rules and regulations that you have to follow. And, you know, you've got to be good at your job, and I enjoy my job, and, you know, you can say who you pick up, but that's about it.
And would you believe as well, James, at 64, tell me what you still do at 64 that you kind of did in the 80s as well.
I'm actually still racing Speedway bikes. I've got two of them. I've got one of the laytowns, one of the uprights, and about 3 weeks ago I completed in the West Australian Speedway Championship, which I came back ninth, got about 7 points, which is... I'm riding with some of the young kids that are racing now. This is good fun.
Can you believe that, James?
Wow.
So
yeah.
There's life.
There is
life,
definitely life
after Speedway.
And if I was a big celebrity, what I'd want is an ex-Speedway rider driving me about the place because they know their stuff, right? I mean, I'm assuming you're missing the weather, Nigel. That's why you've come back, right?
I've got to be honest, James. When I left Perth, we've had no rain for about 3 months. It's been 40, it's been 30, and I came here, and guess what?
Yeah, it rained.
It's raining.
Yeah,
it rains every time I come here, James. Every year I come here, twice a year or three times, it rains, so... But today is going to be good for the practice session. It should be fun.
Yeah. Now, we've had a couple of questions that have come in, and guys, you can hopefully answer this. Do we know, says the texter, what time the Speedway practice is this afternoon, and can anyone go?
Oh, we need to find...
Could you check on that one?
Find out.
Yeah.
Is it 2 o'clock? It is, but I think so. I'm not sure.
I don't know whether it's a closed thing or whether the folk can go up there. I don't know.
I'll find out for you and let you know. Let you know, sir. We have the communication channels.
Yeah. Every time you come back, Nigel, how much has the place changed from what you remember of the 80s?
Look, it hasn't changed much. I mean, I was lucky I lived in Felixstowe, and that's why I'm called the Felixstowe Flyer still. Everybody still calls me. But, look, you know, I love Ipswich Town Football Club. I'm lucky I'm allowed to go there, and also love my Speedway Club as well. You know, and I know all the riders and the management, and they're always fantastic to me, so I really enjoy coming back.
Well, that's great to hear. And you're getting decent coverage over there in Perth, are you?
Yeah, we get a little bit. Yeah, we watch the Grand Prix, and we don't get some of the you know, the local ones, but we get the Grand Prix and all that, so we can watch that. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, how much of a nightmare was the show? I just got to ask about the Sheffield thing last year. How much of a nightmare was the Sheffield defeat?
Well, we don't talk about that, do we, James?
No,
or do we?
We'll gloss over that. Yeah, we're
positive now.
Gloss over that, yeah. And I've got to ask you your gut feeling, because there is a wave of optimism about the place. What's your gut feeling with regard to the forthcoming season, Nigel, for the boys?
Well, I've been with the boys all morning, and they're actually a fantastic group of riders. So I honestly think they can most hopefully, this fingers crossed, they might be able to do the double. We don't know.
Yeah.
I've did it in the 80s, and it was good fun. But they're just really good bunch of kids. They get the blokes, I should say, as well. But there's the older and young ones there. But yeah, I think they're going to have a good year, hopefully.
All right. Boz, if you could do me the favour and find out the situation with regard to this afternoon. That
absolutely
would be great,
will.
And we can fill in everybody in. But that's great to have the whole Venue 16 thing on the air this morning with yourself and all the folk you've been talking to. So a sterling job. You're now going up there to Foxhall, and we'll get some. You'll get some photos and stuff on the Facebook page of all that.
I will get some photos, and I'll even send proof of that nice luminous orange thing you're going to
get. I want to see what it looks like on you. Yeah.
Oh, it's fitting. Yeah, Mrs. B was laughing at me last night. But anyway, yeah, we will bring photos and a few updates on our social media feeds throughout the course of the afternoon.
On DAB, smart speaker, phone, and online, this is Suffolk's Gen X Radio.